Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We kick off another week of fun and excitement here. Gardner Goldsmith joins us tonight.
Yay. Thank you. Indeed.
Thank you for coming in, as always. Appreciate it. Gardner Goldsmith, of course, from libertyconspiracy.com. We'll tell you more about that here as the show goes on. But let's jump right into the phone calls. And then, Mark, I think you've got an email or something about a relationship issue. It's not an email, but we'll get to that. John is on the line in Ohio to start things out here. You can bring up anything. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Gardner.
Hi, I have a question for you and Mark. I always wondered, do you guys consider yourselves friends?
Sure.
That's very nice of you to say.
How could I not be friends with Mark? I mean, having known him for, what, a decade now?
More than a decade.
When did you start down at the station in Florida?
I guess it is right at a decade now, late 99.
Yep, so it'd be a decade of our lives. I mean, and I don't think you could...
Days after I got there, you tried to sell me a magnetic mattress.
Yeah, multi-level marketing.
As long as all the screaming is just for the show.
I think that I would characterize our relationship as closer to that of brothers, because we are people that might otherwise not be together, hanging out and doing all the things that we do together, except that we're thrown together by circumstance. We do a radio show together. We tend to agree on some issues, but, Ian would not have been the guy that I would have picked to be the guy that I spend the most time with. You know?
Yeah, he wouldn't be the guy I'd pick to spend the most time with either.
They're the brotherhood of FTL is what it is.
So I think that brothers, I mean, I care for him. I respect his opinion. I think he's brilliant. Kind of grates me the wrong way sometimes, you know?
They shall never be separated. I'm telling you, man. It's like a marriage with these two guys.
That's why I told him when we first got together that a business partnership is closer than that of a marriage. I don't want to be married to you.
Yeah, that's what he said. And you gotta respect these guys so much. It's just, I mean, not only are they great professionally on the air, but they're good guys, both of them. So.
All right, they really are. I love the show, guys. Thanks. Have a great night.
Thank you, John. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You knew me when I had long hair, Mark. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yep, you had long hair.
Yeah. All right, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's go to a relationship issue. This one...
I can't believe you're starting off the show with this one, but I will read it. It's kind of interesting. It's a blog post from regretfulmorning.com.
All right.
And... Gardner, I'd love to hear your opinion on this one.
Well, it sounds tantalizing in the beginning anyway. Regretful morning. I don't know. Is that like, coyote ugly type thing?
Yes. In today's episode of Is My Girlfriend a Tramp? And I've changed the word. We're going to look at a young lady who has had...
Well, wait. The word is FCC inappropriate?
No, it's not. But I still like using... there's some words I don't want to use.
They're marked inappropriate.
It's slut, right?
Yes, that's okay. The word.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Go ahead.
A lady who has had 50 men in a biblical fashion within a two-month period.
Intercourse fashion?
Yeah, I just
in
said
two
past.
2 months?
Yeah, I just said past, and that's not true.
It was in a
two-month period, but it was prior to her dating her boyfriend, from what I can tell from this article, so we'll take it from that standpoint. So she told her boyfriend that news, and she said that after that he felt distant. And thinks that he should get over it already. Here's what she had to say. I had a period in my life where I wanted to have some fun. In doing so, I slept with just over 50 men in a short amount of time.
That sounds awful to me. I'm sure it was fine for the guys and everything, but that's a lot of partners.
Yeah, it seems like it to me, too. I told my current...
Sounds like a lot of awkward sexual situations.
Whatever, she found that new sex to be interesting, and that's what she decided to do.
That's for some people, you're right.
Yep.
Female equivalent of Wilt Chamberlain here. What's her shoe size?
I told my current boyfriend of 11 months this last night, and now he's being really distant. He has been with 25 women total, he claims, so I don't see what the big difference is.
I agree with her there. I mean, I don't see what the difference is necessarily either.
I'm not being with these 50 guys currently, as I only want to be with him. He says that he's worried that I will cheat on him, even though I've never cheated on anyone before. Mm. Please help me make sense.
Legitimate concern. I mean, even if she hadn't said that she'd slept with 50 guys, still a legitimate concern is your partner cheating on you. I mean, cheating happens an awful lot in American society, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, certainly it does.
But it's also not something to be obsessed over, because then you'll constantly be thinking,
what are you
going to
do about it?
Cheating on you.
Yeah, it's tough. She's between the horns of a dilemma, the way I see it. As she wants to be honest to the... Well, first of all, she's going to burn herself if she tells... If obviously, she's done it. She's tells this guy this. But then, by the same token, she wants to be honest with this guy. She obviously cares about him. By telling him, she pretty much did herself in.
This is a stupid conversation to have, first off. I've always contended it on the radio, and you should never, ever have the how many partners have you had conversation.
Absolutely. And especially for guys. Women tend to ask guys that question.
I would think guys tend to ask girls that
question. I think you're just being a guy at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah,
You know, the fact is, you don't answer the question, because you say, all right, I want you to think of, Gardner, pretend it's you and I, right? Gardner, you ask me the question, I say, all right, Gardner, so what if the answer was, I've been with two people? What would you think about me?
Well, based on your age, it depends on how long you were with
them. I'm 38 years old.
Exactly. So if you're with two women, well, it depends if it's two occasions versus two women. One, you could be, a square loo, and the other, you could be, you know, a very monogamous guy.
Right. Now, I want you to think of if it had been 200.
Then you're Will Chamberlain.
Right. So either way, you've got basically a negative. At 38 years old, I've been in two relationships. Like, it's minimal.
Sure.
It's small. And 200,
part of that time,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
And either way, I don't win. There's no winning number.
Right.
So if I tell you my real number, which I'm not gonna,
it's like, let's make a deal. You know, can you pick the right number? I'm sorry, too high, too low.
There is no winning number. So you don't tell.
Yeah.
And that's the way I answer. If it's been a long time since I've been asked that question, because I don't have to. I've already given that answer.
But now
to my
that
wife
she's
long
in this,
ago.
Now that she's in this situation,
yes, it's an entirely different situation.
Do?
Right. So, well, first off, she's probably not listening to the show, because it's some blog post on the internet that I found interesting. However, the people that are listening, here's a way not to make a mistake. Don't answer this dumb question, because
absolutely,
it's not a winner.
Yeah, you can't.
There's anyway, she continues. And she goes on after she replies, sort of after, you know, she made this initial reply. She says, wow, I'm really surprised at the number of negative comments calling me a whore, implying that I have mental problems.
Hmm.
Why is it that it's okay if a man were to sleep around with 50 women over a short period of time? He would be called a player, a baller, a pimp, a hero.
This is definitely a double standard.
Well, it's an evolutionary imperative, for one, is the answer. And yet when a woman does it, she's labeled as having mental problems, slut, whore.
How's that an evolutionary imperative? I'm sorry. Can you explain?
Are we talking
that?
About Tiger Woods right now?
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
because you know, it's sort of implied for the standard for women is different than it is for men. Period. End of story.
It's a double standard.
It is a double standard.
Okay. Sure. I think the evolutionary thing wears off beyond a certain number of women, don't you?
What do you mean?
Yeah, the evolutionary imperative rationale that, you know, men were bred to bed with women and then move on to spread their seed, the cavemen, to survive. And, you know, it's a genetic imperative.
I can tell
imperative.
You, that imperative doesn't exist with me.
Yeah, well, your line would have died. You know, sorry, you don't get to, you're not going to breed and go on. So it's not a big deal.
But then again, you look at what happens with single parent children. If Ian were to have kids and to multiply have kids with the same partner, those kids might be in a better situation than if he were to have multiply have kids with other partners that he just let go. You know?
I think that the evolutionary imperative, as I've been sort of taught from science, I believe sort of handles guys that aren't able to entirely. It seems like to me like clans probably existed, sort of in groups as opposed to as familial units. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It wasn't just husband, wife, kids. It was, you know, sort of things moved around a little. I don't know.
Well, okay.
My idea.
There are a number of different angles at which one could comment on this, and I invite you to call in and do so at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you agree with Mark that you shouldn't answer the question of how many partners you've had? And whatever else you want to say about this, it's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Those other talk show hosts in the industry want to charge you for their sites. We give you more free than the other hosts will charge you for. You can verify my claim by going to freetalklive.com and enjoy, because it's on us. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire amongst hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are getting active for freedom in a way that heretofore I don't think has ever been seen, certainly not anywhere that I'm aware of. It's been an amazing experience for me so far, being here now for 3 years. Gardner Goldsmith, you've been here your whole life, and it's pretty exciting for you, too, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, all the gatherings, everybody in all the different cities, great time. Great people and real principle, too.
So come on out. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. Learn more about the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is going to be going on in March. I think it's the 18th through the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Lots of very interesting speakers. Liberty-oriented people like Judge Andrew Napolitano will be there. And a number of other folks. Of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the entire event. And look forward to seeing you there. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. As we continue here, the blog post you've shared with us, Mark, is about a woman who is being labeled as a slut for having slept with 50 men in a two-month time frame. And she's pointing out that she thinks this is a double standard, and I happen to agree with her on that. I don't think it's very fair in that men, in many ways, are lauded for having sex with multiple partners, when, yet on the other hand, women are held up as, you know, trollops for doing the same thing. And I don't think it's fair. It certainly is easier for a woman to have sex with more partners, in that if you're a female, as you pointed out, Mark, you can go and knock on doors, and eventually it won't be long before you'll find someone who's willing to have sex with you.
Before you go through the number of fingers on your hand, you'll have a partner.
So it's certainly not as challenging of a situation, but I don't think it's fair to say that she's a slut and a guy would not be for the same sort of behavior.
I think that whoever defined fair lied to you. And in general, everybody in your mind, whatever fair is, somebody lied to you about what fair is. I'd like to talk about reality. The reality is, if you tell your boyfriend that you had, sex with 50 guys in a two-month time frame, it's going to really bother him. That's the reality of it. Now, I don't know what women think if a man was to say that, but I have, I do have a friend who had a number that was in the three digits when I used to hang out with him. God knows what it is now, if he's still on the same path.
You meaning he'd claim to have sex with three something like
over
100?
He was a roommate at that point, and I believe him. I was there for a certain number of them.
I see.
So I will say that quality wasn't extraordinarily high for him, but that the number was likely true. I told this tipsy stage. I told this to a pair of girls, one of whom at the time I was sort of seeing, and her friend didn't seem to be bothered by this information, and I proceeded to flirt with, and I don't know what happened after I left with her. So it apparently didn't bother this girl, that information.
Mm-hmm.
But, the reality is the guys will be called ballers and, players and pimps or whatever the term is that one wants to use for a guy who's a stud. Women will be called tramps and sluts.
I look at these things sort of from with a sense of detachment, because they don't anytime someone has brought them up to me, I sort of disengage from them and say, meh, whatever. But if forced to come up with a thought on it, it's sort of funny, because I go at various times, I chide myself, because I'll sit there and I'll hear about a woman or a guy like that hooking up with a lot of people, and I just think, man, most likely, you can't help but have assumptions sometimes, most likely shallow, pretty classless, whatever the term class means to you. And but then I snap back and I say, hey, whatever, maybe
to each his own. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
I would agree with you that you really couldn't have much of a anything but a shallow relationship with 50 guys in 2 months.
Yeah,
couldn't.
And of course the practical effect,
but that's
when you get into
for
a long standing relationship of having gone through something like that or having acted in that way, you're going to pay the price sooner or later, inevitably. Well, almost inevitably, somebody's going to find out that you were a player, or you'll mention something, or somebody will hear something.
Mm-hmm.
And, everybody's so interconnected nowadays that reputations are very difficult to keep inside the box.
I do agree. However, I think that if you keep your number to yourself, it keeps a lid on the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think that people are quick to tell someone's significant other that, hey, I've been hanging out with your friend your boyfriend or girlfriend for years, and I can tell you that before you came along, they were tramp.
Now, but then again, sometimes some people really want to know. I mean, you know, with
they really
want to
know
STDs that are out there. They really want to know what's going on.
But that's not going to give you the answer. The answer to do I have STDs is let's take a test together.
Exactly.
And if you're worried about having had sex with me and now you want to test, well, that's
too late.
Yeah. Like you. Okay. Now this is your bad judgment. It's not my bad judgment. This is the answer. The answer. My number is not the answer to your question.
Now, here's a question for you. If you have not been of the mindset where you offer. Or you say, let's say you get in a relationship and you know that the other person is worried, and then you say, they say, well, how many partners have you had, this individual? And you say, well, you know, I don't really like to talk about that, but, you know, I'll be free to, willing to take an STD test for you if you want. What do you think goes through their mind in response? Do you think that that implies to them that you've had a lot?
I think it does.
I think that if you say that you're willing to take the STD test, it might. But I that's why I answer in the way that I do, Gardner. I say, now imagine first me, you know, I pick a low number, 2, 1, 3. Yeah. 2 is always good. Yeah. And then I pick a high number. Like I add 2 zeros to it, 200. And then I let them experience the answer to those 2 questions.
I think that's a great.
You know,
I think it's a good approach.
A 38-year-old man had sex with 2 people. It's kind of laughably small.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not embarrassed about my amount, so I'm happy to reveal it. So I don't really care.
Right. You don't seem it for some reason or another that doesn't affect you. But I'm just telling you that. You know, I think that,
and I think there's something to be said for concealing that information from your partner. I understand where you're coming from, Mark, and I appreciate your approach. I think it works. I think it makes sense. But at the same time, if you're being forthcoming, then and then all of a sudden, if you're generally being very forthcoming with the other person, and then you get into that discussion, maybe the way to be a little bit more upfront would be to answer it in the way that you answer it, and then say, okay, do you really want to know? You know, like, okay, well, what if it was this? What if it was this? If you really want to know, I'll tell you. But if you'd rather just get an STD test, we can go and do that.
No, because people don't have, in general, they just don't know enough when to not ask a question that's not going to be beneficial to them. Mm-hmm. If everything's going, this girl has been dating this guy for 11 months, and then she goes and tells him that she had sex with 50 guys inside a 2-month period.
Would you tell your wife after 11 years?
I don't see any reason to have that conversation. I mean, 11 years later, no. I will not answer that question.
You think it's that damaging of a question?
There's no point in it. There's just no point in it. If 20 years ago I had gay sex, am I going to tell my wife that? No.
I would.
I understand
and I
you
have.
Would. Right. I know you have. And and I don't think less of you for it. I might jibe you about it every once in a while. But, you know, that's it. No.
Toll-free number.
No.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess I'm just a little bit more forthcoming in my relationships than you are. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the features including the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That is facebook.freetalklive.com. And Manchester Brewing is made by introverted geeks with poor social skills and strong right arms. ManchesterBrewing.com. All right, so we're going to take your calls about whatever you want. We'll start things out this portion of the show with Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. Craig in Kentucky, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
did they have any type of new legislation today about the Federal Reserve?
I don't pay much attention to legislation, so unless it comes across my desk from a listener, and I did not see anything. So,
yeah, well, I brought this up tonight because of a problem here specifically that I'm having with a bank here where I live.
Okay.
There was some money or an account that they neglected to report that my grandmother had when she passed away. And I just wonder, when I talked to the officials at the bank, they kind of downplayed everything like that was no big deal. But I think that's bank fraud, in my opinion. Do you have any suggestions?
Are they obligated to? Is a bank obligated to find next of kin absent some sort of a will?
No, that wasn't the problem. The thing about it was we found all the accounts that she had in that bank.
Mm-hmm.
But they were accounts that were joint accounts. But she had an account or two that was in her name alone. And we inquired about any accounts in that bank. And I was told there wasn't any more, but the main office then suddenly found the accounts that were missing.
So what kind of time frame are we talking about here? You said you weren't told, and then the main office suddenly found.
Probably from the 3rd of December to the maybe the 12th of December.
That's only a week. I wouldn't say that's a very long time. I mean, I think you might be making a point if it was 3 years and then they all of a sudden said, oh, well, we accidentally just found this account. You might have something, a leg to stand on there, but they're bureaucratic. They're a bank. I don't know what to tell you here beyond you've got the account. So
I don't think you won the lottery here, man.
No. That's not the point. The point I'm making is this. If it was just an isolated incident, that's one thing. But this could be a practice. This could be a sign of things to come as far as the banking system in this country.
You mean they're being less than forthcoming about the accounts they have?
Absolutely less than forthcoming, to the point of almost embezzlement. And I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but I just would like other people to understand that we have major problems in our banking system in this country, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, you got the micro level, and then personally, I wouldn't store anything super valuable inside. Inside a lockbox at a bank, as
yeah.
Al Gore might say, because
subject to seizure.
Yeah, and the precedent has already been set back in FDR's time for that. But also on a macro level, you know, I was highly amused. I don't know what you guys think about this, but I was really amused seeing some of the reports that have come out again on ABC, CNBC, talking about how the United States government is making all this great money back on the TARP loans. So you got the micro level where you guys are experiencing some weirdness in with the banks, and then the macro level, the money that's being paid back by some of these TARP recipients is coming from the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve just bought two of the subsidiaries of AIG. And AIG is paying back some money to the federal government. They're saying, oh, we made a profit. Well, it came from the Federal Reserve, for God's sake.
I'd like to add one more thing. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but as soon as I called this morning, about 3 hours later, I received a visit by some police officers that were looking for a methamphetamine manufacturing facility.
As soon as you called about the bank?
Yes, sir, about 3 hours later. And I don't
Are you suggesting
the
there's a connection?
Because these guys have got to do their job, but, I'm not stupid also.
Well, so what are you suggesting, that there was a connection, they made a connection between you calling about your grandmother's money and meth lab?
Retaliation, gentlemen.
What? I don't know. I think you're reaching, personally. It's to suggest that the police would have some interest in retaliating for a bank? What would the behind-the-scenes be on that?
I don't understand. I mean, I understand your point of view, but you also must understand my point of view. I've never manufactured anything in my entire life. And for me to call this bank and discuss with them this problem and to file a complaint against them with the OCC, and then for the police officers to show up about 3 hours later telling me that they received a report that I had a meth manufacturing laboratory here and was distributing methamphetamine, that's too much of a coincidence for me.
So they actually said that they had received a report?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you let them in your house?
I certainly did.
Why?
I mean, I'm not, these guys got a job to do. I respect that, but at the same time, I reserve the right to file a complaint. Not against them, but against the people, if I can find out who made this complaint against me, because but I just wanted everybody to know that this is the way things work now.
Well, I think you've jumped to some conclusions, and I understand the paranoia, and I understand where you're coming from. It certainly was coincidental, but I would say that's about as far as it goes. Thanks, Craig, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It seems a little unusual that one thing would lead to another there, that calling the bank and finding out about grandma's bank account would somehow encourage the bank to, hey, guys, call up their friends in the police department, hey, this guy's calling us trying to get his hands on his grandmother's money. We can't be having that around here. We need this cash. So, look, we'll give you $500 if you just go over and harass him about a meth lab. Really?
It's,
Does anyone believe that?
It sounds like a reach to me. But
yeah, I'd say it's really reaching. I mean, if the cops come and they come to your house and they say, we've heard you have a meth lab here, certainly your mind is going to be reeling with all the possibilities of, well, how did this happen?
Here's what's not a conspiracy theory. That the people that allow the police in to look for meth labs are more likely to be arrested for something than the people who don't let the cops in to look for meth labs.
Yeah, that was a real bad idea.
Like, there's not a conspiracy theory. There's, if you have the two groups, the people who talk to the police and the people who don't talk to the police without their attorney present,
yeah.
And you start looking at which ones go to jail, you'll find that 85% of the time, it's the people that talk to the police.
If it's true that the bank had the cops on their side and had them sent over to your house, if that's true, then it doesn't make sense that they would just be able to waltz in and leave without finding something something to arrest him on.
Yeah,
right?
They have an incentive to plan something.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just find something. It's not hard for the police to spy a bong or something like that in your house if they're poking around. So these guys aren't your friends, and I understand, Craig, that you're rationalizing it by they've got a job to do. Well, their job doesn't mean that you have to assist them and make their job easy. If they want to come and raid your house over a meth lab, then make it so they have to do more work before just letting them in your front door to find who knows what.
And of
who
course,
knows what violations they'll find.
Oh, and it would be very easy to find all of the substances required for a meth lab under the law. You know, all you need is pseudoephedrine hydrochloride. All you need is a little bit of ammonia, some rubber gloves, some scales, a stove, and maybe a couple other items. Yeah, that's it.
And do you have to have all those items to have a meth lab? I mean, one has
that's
to wonder.
An excellent point.
If you've got a stove, a scale, you know, like a, one of these scales, because my wife uses them to measure food and stuff like that, a scale, some pseudoephedrine, some ammonia. If you have a few of these items, how many of these items do you have to have in order to have a meth lab?
Do they all have to be in the same room?
Right. And now I don't want to hear about what the courts will decide, what the jury of your peers will decide after you spend $150,000 protecting yourself from these cops that didn't spend a penny.
This is what you think about at the door.
Do not let them in your house to search.
Your best protection is to not answer the door in the first place.
If they want to come in, yes, you can wait till my attorney gets here.
I still wouldn't let them in. All right, more coming up here. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us, chat room included. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's free, of course. Best time is during the show, the live show, chat.freetalklive.com. Now, you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. We were just talking a few moments ago with Craig, and he was concerned that he thought that because he'd gone to the bank and or had been talking with the bank about getting access to his dead grandmother's bank accounts, and that he felt they were holding out on him because it took them a week to get back to him with an answer.
Slightly over a week.
Which I think is kind of silly because these are banks and they're big and bureaucratic and you're not their only customer, so there's a good chance that it might have taken them a week to somehow ascertain whether or not this woman had any additional accounts in their entire network. I don't know. You'd think it would take them 2 minutes to look it up in a computer, but who knows what kind of processes they have to go through in order to dredge up information like that. So I would have given him a pass on that one. He only had to wait a week or so. No big deal. And then he also was paranoid because the police had come and visited him that very same day in which he had spoken with the bank. That morning he spoke with the bank. Later on in the day, the police came a few hours later and said that they'd gotten a report that there was a meth lab there. Now, he made the mistake of letting the police enter the premises. Luckily, they didn't do anything. They didn't find anything to arrest him for or plant anything to arrest him for. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't do something like that. And we've heard of plenty of stories wherein the police did enter a house for one particular reason and ended up taking the person who was there out in handcuffs for a completely different reason. And as we pointed out, the best thing to do, as per Barry Cooper's advice, is to just not even let the police in. Don't even answer the door for them in the first place. There's not really anything that could be gained from talking to the police unless you called them for some reason. I mean, if you called them because your little 10-year-old has run away, well, then it would make sense to answer the door, in which case I would still step outside of my house rather than let the police in to talk to me. But that aside, the issue here, of course, there are a couple of issues here that I guess remain to be addressed. Now, you're welcome to comment at 800-259-9231. One of them is The whole idea that the Federal Reserve, I guess Craig was asking us if we'd heard anything about the Federal Reserve and doing something, and I don't know who he was expecting to get justice from if it was true that the bank had been withholding information from him. Does he think the Federal Reserve is going to hold the banks accountable for something like that?
I don't know. I mean, it does seem like a bad practice of a bank to withhold accounts and just kind of not tell people about accounts, old accounts and stuff like that. And there are state laws for that. You would go to the state government, to get your justice, not the Federal Reserve. But in this particular case, it took them 8 days or something like that to get back. So to me, it just sounds, like it took them a little longer than usual, than I would have expected.
And, I was thinking about how in the manner that we have the mercantilist economy in the United States, the banks are not really like private banks anymore. They're always getting bailed out for doing dumb things. And of course, the government being there is what helps inspire them to do dumb things because they've got federal insurance and things like that. And, already the government has stepped in and bailed out corporations that have not served their customers well.
So, and then waived the loans.
Yeah, if you had a private banking system and this man was not happy with what had been done with his family and others were not happy, then you would start to hear about it and that bank wouldn't be doing well. And I can imagine a situation where a bank wasn't handling things well like this over and over and over again. They end up getting in trouble. They're ready to go out of business. And, the U.S. government steps in. And they've got to bail them out. I mean, that's essentially what happens nowadays with businesses. We no longer have a free market. We haven't had a free market in banking for pretty much ever since the United States government was founded. And even during the free banking period, the supposed Jacksonian period, those banks that are called the free banks that were started during Andrew Jackson's period, those had most of them, the vast majority of them, had to be, in order to exist, the states that allowed them to exist required them to buy huge amounts of state debt. And then I think it was within the course of a few years, 17 of those states defaulted.
What a surprise.
On the loans. Yeah.
I mean, these organizations of people that can use violence to get what they want, they're surprisingly bad at paying off their debts.
Yeah, and then the banks went into trouble, and then, of course, you have socialists say, the free banking period was very unstable. Well, of course it was. It was based on government debt.
So you're saying, Mark, if there's an issue with a bank, you go to the state people, not the feds?
In that particular instance.
Well, because he believes that the bank is connected with the local cops and that they're somehow working together to oppress him. So if you believe that to be true, then you can't really expect the local cops to do anything for you either, right? I mean, I guess maybe you'd have the best luck at the state level because those bankers wouldn't necessarily know the state agents they'd be dealing with there. But I don't know. Look, if you've got a dead relative, I think it kind of behooves you to do whatever due diligence you need to find out what bank accounts they have, find their checkbook, and check on that account.
That's certainly true. I think the bank should be obligated to tell you that information.
I think so.
That's bad customer service.
Did.
And they did. It didn't take them long. But if you live in a state where you believe that the banks are in cahoots with the local and maybe even the state agents, then you probably should leave that state. It sounds like a pretty nepotistic, dangerous sort of mafioso kind of state.
If you go to
one and you find that you're in the next state that does the same thing, I think it might be time for you to look at you and then what you think about the world. Like, do you come from a paranoid standpoint? And, maybe that's the next place to look.
Right. Well, if they're really out to get you, then paranoia makes sense. And maybe they are. But in this case, it doesn't seem like it because the police didn't make a move on him when they came into his house to supposedly search for a methamphetamine lab.
Agreed.
So if you can't trust the police, and you can't, you certainly can't trust that they're going to do the right thing in the case of you going to complain about the banks. But the other thing you can't trust are prosecutors, because you might say to yourself, the cops are just doing their job, blah, blah, blah. Well, the prosecutors are also just doing their job, and all of their jobs involve putting you in a jail cell and extracting money from you. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other, typically. And the prosecutors of this in this country, as Michael Hampton at Homeland Stupidity is going to tell us about coming up here in the next hour, they pretty much are legally able to just make stuff up and are held to no account for what they do. So, number one, you can't trust the police to come in and be honest and not find something to arrest you for, because it's their job to put you, your warm body in a cold cell, and it's the prosecutor's job to make sure that you stay there. So we'll get to that here in a moment, but let's go first. Actually, no, we're not, because George dropped off the line. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let me jump right in here then. Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us. Prosecutors trying to put you in prison for a crime you didn't commit can fabricate evidence, coerce witnesses into lying on the stand, and enjoy absolute immunity. They cannot go to prison. They cannot even be sued. And they're not likely to even get so much as a reprimand from the Bar Association or from their bosses, even after publicly admitting to framing you. So argued an attorney for Joseph Herval and David Richter, prosecutors in Pottawatomie County, Iowa, who argued in front of the U.S. Supreme Court Wednesday in their case, Pottawatomie County versus McGee, that they were entitled to absolute immunity for their roles in knowingly putting two teenagers in prison for murder. In 1977, the two prosecutors coerced Kevin Hughes into lying on the stand, telling him what to say in order to obtain convictions against Curtis McGee Jr. and Terry Harrington, both 16 at the time. The two would spend 25 years in prison for the murder of a retired police officer who was working as a security guard in Council Bluffs, despite the facts that Hughes changed his story several times before trial, and that prosecutors also let a more likely suspect in the case get away and even covered that up. Their convictions were finally overturned in 2003 by the Iowa Supreme Court, which found that Hughes had committed perjury, so therefore the entire thing was, overturned. This guy lied on the stand in order to get these two young gents convicted. They spent 25 years in jail as a result of that. Now, you'd think that in a just world, that the men who are responsible for putting those guys in prison for 25 years, would they themselves have to be held accountable?
You'd think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, if they told lies and they got somebody put in prison for those lies, as far as I'm concerned, they should at the very least be required to, you know, make some kind of restitution up to, depending on what the victims want, up to them, those guys doing that same amount of time.
Well, we'll tell you what happened in this particular case. 800-259-9231. Continue in moments here. You can bring up anything to control the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Hour 2. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.